Welcome to the Inspire Weight Loss Davey podcast. Drug-free, sustainable, life-changing weight loss. Here's your host, Martha Savloff.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Inspire Weight Loss podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeremy Wolf, joined by your host, Martha Savloff. Martha, good to see you again.
Oh, good to see you.
Yeah, it's been a minute, as they like to say, since we've gotten together.
Yes.
And I know I've been hearing a lot about, I thought a good topic for today, something I've been hearing about, diabetic drugs or diabetic injections that are now being used by people off-label for weight loss.
Yes.
And I know that that's really near and dear to your heart, because what you do is you focus on a completely holistic approach to getting healthy and transforming your life through the various programs you offer at Inspire. So I thought you could talk a little bit about what's going on there, and throw out some warning signs and explain why people shouldn't, should go without saying, right? Shouldn't be using a diabetic injection to curb their weight loss, right?
Yes. Oh man, that's the question of the year. You don't know how many times I get this question, knowing that I am an advocate for weight loss and I'm an advocate for natural weight loss, and they're asking me about these drugs. I gotta tell you, first and foremost, I want to say that I am not anti-medical. I come from the medical field. I was a healthcare administrator for over 15 years. So I have doctors in my family. So I am not anti-medical, but I do believe that there's a place for everything, right? And so these diabetic injections are being used off-label for weight loss, you know, like the Ozempic and the Mounjaros and the Wegovy's and Zepbound now. And there's a couple of different ones, and people are using them no matter what their BMI is, no matter how much fat mass they have to lose. And that's the issue here, is that people are using them to lose weight when they don't even have a chronic disease that is directly correlated with these drugs. So what I mean by that is, initially, these drugs were produced to help diabetics, right? These drugs help your body produce insulin, and as a result, your glucose levels come down. But what they find is that it helps the diabetics with their glucose levels, but it also helps them lose weight, right? Yeah. So when all that came out, I was like, hey, wait a second, now we can use these drugs off-label to lose weight. The problem with this is that it not only does that to your glucose levels with the insulin, but it also slows down your digestive system. So these drugs are not a weight loss program. They're basically an appetite suppressant.
Yeah, not dissimilar to taking some kind of amphetamine-based or speed-based medication for diet loss, right? I think I took something many, many years ago. I forgot what it was called.
Polyphenamine.
Exactly. It was one of those, and it had like the sketchiest feeling ever. It made you not eat, but man, did I feel like horrible when I took that medicine.
And that's a good point. These drugs have been around for a long, long time. There's always a new one over and over and over again, right? The next best thing. But the problem is that at the end of the day, it's an appetite suppressant.
It's a Band-Aid.
Yeah, it's a Band-Aid. So what's happening? Number one, people that, again, are not diabetics are taking these medications, and that's a problem. You know, there can be a long-term clinical risk to that. Why are you messing with your body and your organs? Number two, talking about organ, your gut is your second brain of your body. You don't want to mess with that. You do not want to slow down digestion just because you want to lose weight. Number three, when it does suppress your appetite, then guess what people are not doing? They're not eating. Mm. And that's a problem in itself for two different reasons. Number one, your body can go in starvation mode. So now instead of losing weight, you're gaining weight.
Yeah, we did an episode on that before, the counterintuitive.
Yes.
Not eating and actually getting weight due to it.
100%. That's what happened to me. I gained 60 pounds from not eating because I was so busy. Number two, the issue that we're seeing, and guys, I am so passionate about this because we see this every single day in my office, one failure after the other that come to us afterwards and say, you know, I tried the injection and this is what happened. They lose weight, but what are you losing? Your weight consists of different components. You have fat, you have muscle, you have water, right? There are certain things that you want to protect in your body. Muscle is one of them. You do not want to lose muscle mass, especially if you're like in your 30s and 40s and 50s, definitely not 60s and 70s, because naturally we lose muscle mass. So what's happening is when you do not feed your body needs to burn something. It needs to eat off something to give you energy. So if it doesn't have the nutrients that it needs and the food that it needs to provide that to you, it is going to eat up your muscle mass. And that is what's happening with these people that are taking these injections and not eating. You have to feed your body. So what's happening is that people are losing muscle mass. And that's why you'll see people that their cheeks are going in. They call it the Ozempic face. They end up really flabby and they're just losing muscle mass. And why is losing muscle mass such a problem? It's because it's really bad for your metabolism. It's so bad. There's metabolic damage that happens when you lose muscle mass. And then also, as we age, like I mentioned, we lose muscle mass naturally. So
don't remind me.
Why is it important to protect that? Because when we're older, we want to stay limber. We want to stay flexible. We don't want to get rigid in our retirement years. We want to try to enjoy life. So what's happening is that people are coming to us because if you go on these drugs, you have to stay on them forever. And that's another problem. The minute that appetite suppressant is not in your system anymore, people get hangry and they start eating. And when they start eating, what happens? They gain the weight back. Especially for people that they don't change their eating habits. So they're not hungry. And then when they actually eat, they still eat what they've been eating, right? So there's no habit change in there. So then they get it back quickly. And it's not sustainable. And that's why I'm so passionate about this, on spreading the word out that, number one, I'm not anti-medical, believe me, I'm not. But there is a place for these drugs, these injections. And if you need to lose fat, right? There's a way to do it that you don't have to pump your body with these drugs and you can feed your body. You want to eat, like you want to eat, feed your body, and you can lose fat in a healthy, natural way with no long-term risk and sustainable. And that's the message that I want to send out there. The second thing to that, Jeremy, I'm going to let you talk, but I'm so passionate about this that I have to say.
No, I do have, yeah, keep going, but I do have
to get it all out, okay?
Yeah.
The studies show that on these drugs, people lose 10 to 15% of their body weight within a year, right? Like in a year, not within, but in a year. So for example, I had a client the other day, she lost 30 pounds on Mounjaro, and then I asked her, how long did it take you? It took her 7 months. So she lost 30 pounds in 7 months. And you know, that's a long time for us. 30 pounds for Inspire Weight Loss is about 8 to 10 weeks. Okay. So it's not quick weight loss with these injections, but what is quick is when they rebound. She had to get off of the medication because she was tired of feeling nauseous all day. She was tired of just not feeling right. You know how you said earlier, you had like an icky, weird feeling?
Oh yeah.
People are living their life on a daily basis with this icky, weird feeling just to lose weight. You don't have to do that. So she got off of it. Within like 2 months, all her 30 pounds came back plus. Because you get hangry. So you're like, the food noise comes back. You didn't change your habits. And now you're eating, and now it just comes right back.
It's a downward spiral.
It is, Jeremy. So you've got to protect your muscle mass. You have to feed your body. You can get support. Like, we all need support in our bodies. Supplements is not a bad thing, but just be careful what you put in your bodies, because you want it to provide life to you, not long-term clinical risk, or live your life nauseous. Who wants to walk around nauseous all day long? You know, if you don't have to, right? And they're not cheap. The injections are not cheap. They're off-label. You know, they can be very expensive.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to ask about. And there is a big echo coming through. I'm not sure if you hear that. Oh, it went away. Okay, cool. Maybe I'm just hearing voices in my own head. So it's off-label. How are folks accessing medications like Ozempic and these other diabetic injections for weight loss? Is that something that they're going to a doctor, like a weight loss doctor, for, and the doctor is actively prescribing them these drugs? And is that even safe? I mean, if it's not intended for that?
That is also another concern, Jeremy. So what's going on is doctors prescribe the medications. If they qualify, some insurances will pay for it. They have to really, you know, it's not that easy, but some will. If not, they have to pay out of pocket. That's why it's so expensive, right? But then there are med spas and other providers that what they're doing is they're providing their patients with compounded semaglutide. So it's coming from a compounding pharmacy and not from your traditional pharmacy.
Oh, wow.
So then they're selling it that way. It's still prescription driven and everything, but it's coming from a compounded pharmacy. So we don't know what's going to happen with that, because I'm sure Big Pharma is not going to be happy about that, or is not happy about that. So the point is like, what do you do when you no longer can access these injections? Like, they're, you know, either they're not going to be covered anymore by insurance, or they're so expensive that you can't afford it anymore. Or Big Pharma shuts down compounding pharmacies and tell them, hey, you can't produce these anymore. What are people going to do when they can't access these injections? Because you've got to take it for life in order to sustain that weight loss. What are they going to do?
I mean, it goes back to everybody wants a quick fix. We've talked about this before. Instant gratification. I'm guilty myself, right? I suffer from all my life. I've suffered from anxiety and all this kind of stuff. And it's so easy to take a pill, to take something, because they have amazing medicines out there that will serve the purpose in that moment. Mm-hmm. But again, it's just a band-aid. It doesn't fix the underlying issue, the root problem, and it always ends up making you worse on the other side of it. So again, in any given situation, sure, it'll make you feel better, maybe even for a couple of weeks or months, but long-term, it's not sustainable. Same is the case with, you know, your diet and your health, and what you guys offer and inspire is really an avenue to change your habitual lifestyle, your habits, your things that are causing you to be overweight in the first place, are causing you to feel unhealthy. And of course, this doesn't happen overnight. Right? We're wired. I'm running on decades long programs in my mind. And if you want to change habits of eating poorly and not exercising, you have to work at it. And when you do the work on the other side of it, the reward is so much better than just taking a pill. And I know it's hard for people, because in any given moment when you're dealing with and you're in it, you're like, I could just take this. I don't have to go through all that.
Right.
Oh, but the message to get out there is just to put the work into it and know that there is support out there for you, and know that there are places you can go that can help you through all this stuff, you know?
Yeah. And I'll give you some history of Inspire. When I started Inspire Weight Loss in 2017, I actually started with ACG, which was a prescription hormone. And so I actually started that way. And a couple of years in, I'm like, wait a second, you know, what am I out to accomplish at Inspire? And it's really because I was the client. Like, I was that person that was 60 pounds overweight. And I was that person that kept yo-yoing and that kept doing the rebound thing over and over and over again. I'm like, that's not what I'm set out to do. I want our clients to experience sustainable weight loss. And that's what I'm offering myself personally too. So that's when I decided to go natural. And at Inspire Weight Loss, we developed our own proprietary blend of supplements. So I understand that our bodies do need supplements to help us with weight loss, but it doesn't have to be some that can be potentially risky for you. It can be natural. We have a metabolic booster in our program that helps gently stimulate your metabolism. That's how people lose 0.5 to 1 pound per day of weight. And we also protect the muscle mass. So I get all of the above. But at the end of the day, at Inspire, not only that we gently stimulate your metabolism so you can lose the fat, but at the same time, we're teaching you how to eat. And then when you're done losing the weight, we're teaching you how to maintain. So our clients have an over 89% maintenance rate or percentage because they're doing the work. Their bodies is getting what they need to stimulate their metabolism. But at the same time, they're learning how to eat. They're learning how to get an awareness of their body and how different foods, their body, how it responds to different foods. And all of that information they take with them, and they can keep their weight off. And so that, guys, like Jeremy said, there's really no miracle pill out there, injection. I don't give, whatever it may be. At the end of the day, everything under the sun requires maintenance. And when that injection is not available for you, or that tablet, because they're coming out with different forms of it, is no longer available to you, you're going to find yourself yo-yoing back, and you're going to find yourself with so much less muscle mass than when you started, that you're going to have to work so hard to build that back up. It is not easy to build muscle mass. It isn't. And so that is the message out there with this. And last thing I'll say, Jeremy, because I can go on and on. Maybe we have to do a part two on this. But I have a dear friend of mine that her whole entire life, she has struggled with uncontrolled blood sugar. She's obese. And part of it's because they cannot, her doctors and herself, they can't figure out how to control this thing. And so she is the perfect candidate for this injection. So that's why I say there's a place for everything, right? She is the perfect candidate for this injection because she needs it. She needs to be able to control her insulin levels and her glucose levels, her sugar levels, that her and her doctor haven't been able to do that. And she has a diagnosis. And if she doesn't, she's going to be in trouble later on. And you know what the sad part is, Jeremy? That her doctor prescribed this to her, and she can't source it because they're out of stock.
Jeez. Yeah, so the people that actually need it can't get it. And then you have people that are just trying to utilize a shortcut.
And believe somebody like me that I'm in this industry and I see it every single day of my life.
Yeah,
I bet. So that's the message. We can do it in a natural, healthy way, and we can do it more effective. 30 pounds for Inspire Weight Loss is 8 weeks. 30 pounds for these injections are maybe a year.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So worth it. And I think it all goes back to, and I can't preach this enough, just developing. And I say this, I kind of roll my eyes because I have my kids that are, 12, going to be 12 next month and 9, and I'm watching them grow up and form their own patterns, their own negative patterns and things that I look at. And I think how much easier life is when you start off from an early age with the right eating habits, with the right health exercise, or the right routines. Because if you start off that way, you're so much less likely to get illnesses and diseases and things like that that come from a lot of these bad habits and a lot of these stress factors that we have in our life. And now at 44, I'm trying to unwind all these programs, and it is painful.
Yeah.
And I struggle with it daily myself. And that's why it's so important to talk about this stuff and realize that everybody has issues like this, right? This is part of being human, right? You can't have the light without the dark. You can't have the dark without the light.
Every single person. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why Inspire Weight Loss exists, to help people just like myself and you and everybody else, because we're really in this all together.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. we appreciate the great work that you do here in our community and how active you are. So it's always nice to get the message out. All right, Martha.
Thank you.
always a pleasure. To our listeners, thanks for tuning in, and we will catch you all next time. Everyone have a wonderful day. Take care and stay healthy out there.
Thank you for listening to the Inspire Weight Loss Davey podcast. To get your journey started, visit inspireweightloss.com or contact 954-837-8811.